This is the February 18th, 2007 meeting of the Pacifica National Board's Elections Committee, meeting in teleconference. And I, Mary Berg, if you would call the roll, please.
Okay.
We can get started. Thank you.
Okay. All right, let's see. Mary Berg, present. Carolyn Burden,
present.
Jane Gatewood. Jerry Goodman. Jerry Goodman. Patty Heffley.
No, she's no longer.
Oh, she's not. She's not. That's right. I should just take her off. Okay. Melinda Eilidone is not on anymore. Richard Phelps.
Present.
Serene Roberts. Let's see, Deb Schaff
is here. Thank you.
Zarina Sakir is not on. Harrison Weil.
Harrison is not on anymore.
He's not. Okay. Ted Weisgall is not. Don White.
Not on.
Don White is no longer on.
Oh, isn't he? Okay. Oh, that's right. He's not. I'm sorry. LaVon Williams.
Present.
And Carol Wolf is on, I think.
But she's not going to be here this evening, nor is Ambrose Lane. I think you skipped Lydia.
And I didn't. And I didn't get called either, Jack Van Aken.
Mm-hmm. Who was speaking?
Jack Van Aken.
Oh, you didn't get called, but you're present.
Yeah, and Lydia Berzon.
Okay.
And then Terry Goodman is our other member who isn't here yet, right?
He's not on at the moment.
No, but he is on the committee now.
Right. Okay. So.
And Sandra Rowland, she's not here yet.
I'm sorry, who?
Sandra Rowland.
Oh, yeah, she's not here yet.
I think I sent you a tally sheet. And I see that it has one mistake in it, but Mary, maybe you can use that.
Well, I've got this one in my hand, so.
Mm-hmm. All right, good enough.
Yeah. We don't still have some of the people, so.
Right.
I guess from some of the boards, okay.
But we have 8 people, which is quorum, so.
Right.
We can go ahead. All right, the agenda items include the approval of the agenda, the next scheduled meeting date, approval of minutes, reports from 2 work groups and the chair, and then 2 special orders, and under unfinished business, 3 motions.
Carolyn, Art Stasny for a moment.
4. Mm-hmm. Yes, Art.
My home is being buzzed by a collection of Black Hawk helicopters, if you can believe it. Actually, they're local sheriffs. Something bad is happening outside. I won't hang up, but I'll be missing for about 5 to 10 minutes, okay?
All right, fine.
Okay.
I assume everyone has a copy of the agenda in front of them. Are there any amendments to the agenda?
This is Jack. I'd like to make a suggestion.
Yes, sir.
That the waivers report, I think it's probably a consent item. It's merely a request that members come back at the next meeting with information. So I requested it be moved up somewhere early. I think it'll just take a minute or two. It's under new business currently.
Where can we move that? I don't know that. We can move that up very high.
Well, the point is, I don't think anyone will disagree with the request that members from each single area report on the status of waivers at a future date. It's not something that needs to be debated today.
All right. Should we add that then under special order?
Yeah.
Business? Are there any objections to that?
We're all looking at the revised agenda, right?
Yes, revised agenda, and this was an item under new business waivers report.
Right.
And we're moving it up to a special order. Yes, can someone, whoever is in the midst of a conversation, mute themselves? It's pound one.
Let me see. I'm just now looking at the new... The email that says two more items for elections committee?
That's the current one? That is the only two items that is not on the revised agenda, but everybody has a copy of that, I think, in their mailbox. There's two items. One is the motion, and the other is the request for a pro tem chair.
Okay, so that's added to the agenda?
Where do you want to add the motion? The Elections Committee strongly recommends the hiring of...
It should be new business.
Under new business. Okay.
And then the pro tem item, I guess, should just be soon. Okay.
So now, let me see if I have this correct. Sorry, there was I had a little problem on this end with the phone for a minute. So Jack's moving this item, the waivers item, to the top of new business?
To a special order ahead of unfinished business.
Oh, ahead of unfinished business. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Lydia's items are moving to the top of new business.
Yes. I guess after the new business item that's on there, unless she wants it at the top of it. But if we take them chronologically, then it's under new business. But the pro tem chair should go at the top, I guess, right now, if we're going to deal with that.
Okay. Okay. Got it.
Okay, now I was a little bit confused about the reason for asking for a pro tem chair. Lydia, can you explain that?
Lydia?
She may be muted.
Sorry, I was muted. The problem with muting. No, I did it because that's what we've been doing on all of the committees that I've been on that have met so far. Is that the first order of business has been to elect a pro tem chair, as we did at the PMB meeting and so on and so forth. It's a forma to do so. So, and sometimes it changes and sometimes it remains the same.
Yeah, I just looked at that memo from Dave, which said that you needed a convener if there was no chair still on the committee. So I just assumed it didn't apply to this committee, but I'll ask.
Right.
He appointed convenors for each committee.
Unless
there were chairs.
Well, there were chairs on all the committees, but he still appointed a convener for all the committees. I don't want to spend a lot of time on it. Anything that is not does not consume a lot of time.
No,
so
I'll
just,
ask the,
you know,
pleasure
the group
of the committee. What would you like to do?
Pardon?
I'll ask the pleasure of the committee. What would the committee like to do?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it seems to me we should just get on with the agenda. Carolyn, you should continue, and then as soon as we have all the new members on, we'll elect a regular chair.
Right, that's,
Mary, anyone else want to speak to that?
I agree with that.
Well, this is Bob. Dave's email was not conditioned on whether a committee has a chair or doesn't, because he knew when he constructed that list that some of them might have people who might continue and some of them won't. He just said these are the conveners of the committee. So I think in that spirit, and that's the way I think things have been done before, we should elect a pro tem chair.
Actually, that's not the motion, if I may. What he did say was unless there's a continuing member of the committee. This committee is a little bit different because unless there's a continuing chair, and I'm a continuing chair, but I'm not a member of the PNB. So from that point of view, but his preface to the list did make a conflict, and I didn't know how many of the committees that he appointed conveners for actually still had chairs and how many did not. But he did say it was unless, and then he put a list on.
Serene point of information?
Mm-hmm.
Are you saying that, I'm sorry, does mm-hmm mean I'm recognized?
Yes, go ahead, Serene. Sorry, I was doing something.
Did Dave, in fact, send out a memo in which he made that statement? Is that what you're saying? Because I don't recall that happening at the board meeting. I recall him saying that he would identify conveners and send that out to you. So you did, in fact, follow up with a memo? in which he made that statement?
Yes, he did, and let me try to find it. Does anyone have it handy?
No. I remember specifically it had a contradiction in it in terms of if there isn't.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the preface.
I found it. Dear all, as per our motion at the Houston meeting, I'm requesting the following people convene each committee, and then dot, dot, dot. That's in his originals. There's a dot, dot, dot. Where the prior year chair is still on the committee, and I know that that is the case, and then he says, parenthesis, I don't know who is the chair of archives, affiliates, governance, or the Committee on Racism and Sexism, close parenthesis. I've asked that person to convene. So I think he was going on the fact that he knew that you, Carolyn, you were an LSB rep and that the LSB hadn't yet had its elections,
mm-hmm.
so that he was assuming perhaps by the time of his first meeting there would be, you may or may not, you know,
mm-hmm.
who knows. So that's why he asked me as a PNB person who had definitely been elected to convene it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but it's already convened. We're here.
Yeah, well, so let's just make a decision.
We've already spent 10 minutes on this bureaucratic nothing, which is why so many people drop out of this organization.
Okay, I'm sorry. As a point of order?
Yes, Serene?
If you could remind members that they're to speak when recognized and not just because they have something they want to share.
Well, the point is well taken, except we do operate rather informally here. Your point is well taken. Thank you. Does anyone want to vote on this issue, or should we proceed?
I'm sorry, I had to step away a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, the discussion is on convening this meeting?
No, it's on pro tem chair.
Thank you, Mary.
Mm-hmm. It's gone
on whether or not
appeal.
To have a pro tem, to vote for a pro tem chair.
So we should stop to do that or confirm the voting chair.
Okay. And I've asked for any objections to continuing. Should we take a vote or should we continue? I'm not sure. What the committee wants to do.
Mrs. LaVarne, I think
LaVarne?
We should continue.
Continue.
And that as far as Dave and his memo recommending the convener, I think that was just I think that was just ignorance in terms of recognizing, you know, not being aware, not exactly ignorance, but not being aware or forgetting momentarily that we have a chair and that we can conduct business. So, you know, I would like to continue, and I think that as the member who was not initially recognized, the point is well taken. We need to just move on. It's already 5:40.
Right.
I thank you. Is there anyone who objects to that and wants to take a vote on this? All right. Hearing no objections, then we'll move on.
I have
Art's
a point
back,
of information.
By the way.
I'm sorry?
Art's back.
Art's back. Okay,
really
thank you.
The point of information?
Serene, mm-hmm.
Who's on from KPFA? I know there were elections. I don't remember that this was one of the uncontested elections. So which PNB member is on from A?
We have LaVarne and Richard Phelps.
No, not from the PNB.
And Mary Berg.
Yeah, we have LaVarne from the PNB, and those who continue on by policy and practice are Richard Phelps and Mary Berg, as we will not have our elections till the 24th.
I see.
Three stations have not yet had elections, so we will have those who are still on the LSB are seated on the committee in the same principle.
All right, thank you. Now, the first report was the work group. We're still on the agenda. 20 minutes for the work group on technical advice and support, 10 minutes on the Coordination with Governance Committee work group, and then fourth quarter report, I hadn't put down a time on that, but 5 minutes I would suggest. Times for special orders, would anyone like to suggest times? The first special order is staffing of the work group on definition of staff. Oh, there's 20 minutes on that, I'm sorry. And 45 minutes for review of the National Supervisors Report. And we agreed to move up the motion, the waivers report, the consent motion. And if Jack is correct, that should take no more than 5 or 10 minutes. Then there's the motion, new unfinished business. There are no times next to those for the efficient inclusion elections process, which is left over from December. That was a discussion, so I would suggest 30 minutes for that. And then the definition of staff motion, which is held over from the last meeting, I would say that would need at least 20 minutes. I haven't, the timelines motion, I'm not sure what to suggest for that. Someone might want to suggest a time for that. And then there's the, Lydia Brezon's motion, which was moved as a special to the top of new business. Is that where we put that?
Yeah, I guess so. It is time sensitive, though. I mean, it needs to. That's an item that does need to get to. We need to pass to get it to the Finance Committee.
Are you suggesting we make that a special order as well?
I mean, if we can move it up appropriately, if we look like we're all going to start leaving at a certain point, I really think that we need to deal with it. I think it's a quickie. I don't see any controversy. It was passed last year, basically.
Are there any objections to making it a special order ahead of unfinished business? All right. Well, hearing none, then, I would like to amend the agenda, then, to put it there. And do you think 15 minutes would be enough, Lydia?
Oh, yeah.
Terry Goodman.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Terry.
Hi. I fell asleep.
Oh, Terry.
Sounds good.
yeah.
I have a point of information.
Yes, Serene.
On the first item under unfinished business, is that supposed to be a motion, an enthusiasm motion?
The efficient and inclusive, I put it, the phrasing down, it wasn't phrased as a motion because it was a discussion. And I put the word motion down by mistake, you're correct. That should be a discussion. But it's
and you've assigned how much time for that?
30 minutes.
Okay. I would think that we're essentially going to have a working group or something look at this. I don't think it needs 30 minutes. I think 15 minutes should be more than enough.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the point of the maker of the motion was that we needed to discuss this and not put it off into a committee. Richard, what is your feeling about how much time we should dedicate to that?
We have 9 people now.
We have 9, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 15 minutes, that's about a minute a person, mm-hmm. Given the interplay. To me, this is a very important discussion because, you know, what we are doing oftentimes in this committee is sort of fixing little things. And I think every now and then you need to step back and look at the big picture and try to deal with what's the fundamental issue that's holding all this stuff back. And I think it's in that discussion that we might, you know, come out with a motion or something. It really bothers me when I look back at this election, the way it was handled at various stations, and you know, cooperation was not present many places, and actually negative things were done. You know, I mean, almost what I would call sabotage.
Do I hear that as a call for 30 minutes?
Yeah, I mean,
all right, the staff for 20, and the election's timeline, we had no time next to it. Anybody want to suggest a discussion there? An amount of time to devote to that.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
I would think that on some of the items that we should look and realize that given that most of the LSBs have not elected the new members, and even though we're proceeding with the meeting, but I would hate to take like a definitive stand and a vote. More than that, a binding vote, would still be advisory.
Mm-hmm.
That really is going to require the input of the other members of the committee. Otherwise, we're going to waste more time rescinding it rather than moving forward. I don't object to having some discussion as to where we are, which I think you know would be valuable, but. On some of these things, I don't think we can decide on too much except for those items that are time-sensitive before our next meeting.
All right. Do you have any suggestions then about the elections timeline or anything else?
Well, I would just say shave it off some because I think some of these should be tabled.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm certainly I can be the first one to admit I'm not familiar with everything mm-hmm. that the Elections Committee has done, for sure. I try to keep up, but anyway, so I appreciate the update, but I think that we should defer some of the stuff. You know, as we go along, we can certainly determine that, but as much as possible, that will really require the input of the new members. Otherwise, we kind of end up spinning our wheels.
Well, that's a given, yes. All right, may I suggest then that we leave that and wait until we come to it, which we
yes, that would be
in all right. In all probability may not get to it.
Exactly.
In any event, thank you. All right, then the agenda as amended.
Well, is this Bob?
Yes, Bob.
Yeah, so in the spirit of what Lydia just said about being conscious that we're not the full committee tonight and that we shouldn't, I don't think we should make decisions that are, you know, that are going to have major consequences without everyone being here, then I think we should cut some of these items a little bit. And also because it seems like it's going to be an awfully late meeting if all of these times are adhered to. So I would suggest cutting the review of the National Supervisors Report from 45 to 30. And the efficient and inclusive elections from 30 to 15. And this is not a commentary on how important these are. I agree they're extremely important, but precisely for that reason, they should wait for the full discussion until we have everyone here at our March meeting.
All right. Is there anyone who would like to speak to that motion to cut the report to 30 and discussion to 15. We've already discussed that.
This is Lydia. I second it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Then I think we need to take a vote because there's clearly some difference of opinion.
Oh, okay.
And can we vote on them separately? The review of the National Supervisors Report reduced from 45 to 30. Are there any objections to that? All right, hearing no objections, then we'll adopt that change from 45 to 30. And the discussion of inclusive elections, are there objections to reducing that to 15? Maybe I can propose an amendment to that, because I agree that it's rather important that we begin a discussion now and continue it at the next meeting.
That's what I said.
30 minutes. Is that
acceptable, Richard?
I don't care.
All right. We'll try that then, and we'll continue.
I'm sorry,
sure.
Carolyn. I didn't understand what you said. So
that we'll
begin
it now,
15,
give it 15
tonight.
Minutes, and then continue it at the next meeting for as long as we need to. I think
that's one
of those discussions that we'll take on. All right. Thank you. Any other changes? All right. Then the Mary, do you have all of those changes?
I think I do.
Mm-hmm.
Can you
All
hear
right.
me?
Yes, fine. You're not muted. All right, then the agenda is adopted. And the first item is the next item is the next scheduled meeting date. Now, we had the third Sunday was March 18th, and Richard pointed out, and I had forgotten, that that's a very heavy demonstration weekend all over the country. And many people will not be available. They may be out of town or very tired on that night. So I'm going to propose either the week before, which is March 11th, or March 25th, the Sunday following. If anybody has any other dates.
This is Jack. Are the dates of the PNB meeting in March known at this point?
Oh, good question.
No.
They're in April.
There's no
March
in April. Meeting? Must be
no, but the teleconference meeting has not been set yet. So we can't go on that.
Does the PNB ever have meetings on Sunday nights? I think that's one reason we
It's being
it.
Proposed right now.
Oh, really? Oh, dear.
I mean, I don't like it, but you know, some of us don't like it, but it has been proposed, but so we won't know till next Sunday.
I see. Well, are there any objections to March 11th? Which will give us time to change it if we have a real conflict with the PNB.
Well, this is Bob.
Yes, Bob.
That date is fine with me, but I think in deference to the new people that haven't yet been elected, we should approve two dates as an option, and then if the chair could do a poll once they are elected and find out which one more people can
do. Jane Gatewood.
Oh, hello, Jane.
Hey.
Bob is just suggesting that we... have two proposed dates for, we've approved the agenda and the next item is the meeting date, that we approve two dates and poll members. I'm generally against that tactic. It just delays and confuses people. Somebody's bound to forget. I would prefer to leave it at the 11th, and then if people complain between when they're elected that they cannot make that meeting, you know, reconsider it online. Can we change it online? We can certainly do that.
We can't make decisions online. That's not allowed unless we pre-authorize the chair to exercise discretion based on the feedback she gets from the new people.
Mary Burke, we can...
And Mary, yes, Mary.
Poll things like meeting dates, that we're not making the decisions, but we do put straw polls out, and then the results appear in the agenda. Proposed dates that result from that. We've done that all the time.
All right, anyone else to speak on that?
Terry?
Mm-hmm.
Considering the amount of work to be done, perhaps we should schedule March 11th and 25th and intend to meet on March 11th and 25th.
We're a little bit behind. You're absolutely right. Are you being facetious or are you?
No.
Really?
I'm
proposing. All right.
Proposing an amendment to the proposal on the floor to strike the section about polling online and just going ahead with setting those two dates.
Anyone want to speak to that motion?
Mary Berg,
Mary?
Jerry's thought about it. We're going to have a P&B meeting possibly then. There's going to be, I think there'll be other conflicts. I think to have two meetings, I think this presupposes we can't get our work done, and I hate to start with that assumption. I would rather try to get our work done and then say beforehand there's no way we're going to get to it if we try to be efficient. Otherwise, we just don't get a quorum or we get a barely quorum, and it's not the best way because some people just can't meet that much.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else want to speak to this?
This is Lydia.
Lydia?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I favor authorizing, or today, authorizing the March 11th with giving the chair the authority to change it to the 25th if the new members inform us that they are unable to make the 11th, if there are sufficient, and leave it to the discretion of the chair. I do not support having two meetings in March.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that that's feasible. And, however, I would like to actually have this committee move to capacitate the chair to make that decision.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we have to deal with the substitute motion first.
Okay.
So clearly there's some difference of opinion, so I think we had better vote. Mary, would you like to
take? Point of order.
Yes, Terry.
Lydia is a substitute to the substitute and is in order if she's making it as a motion.
Is a substitute to? Well, hers was made before you made yours, actually.
What?
Lydia had proposed, Bob and Lydia had agreed on the two, the 11th with the 25th at the discretion of the chair.
I appeal. I think that her language of giving the chair discretion to change the meeting date is important and was substantial and should be recognized as an amendment.
Well, I thought that was the original motion, and yours was the amendment.
Well,
maybe
it was before
here?
I came on the line.
I believe so. Yes. I think let's dispose of the two dates first. Mary.
Two motions, which originally was to have a straw poll, and then the chair would pick. No, I don't.
Right.
This is Jane.
Jane. Yes.
I apologize for coming on late. I do have a sense that perhaps people may agree. Perhaps you could ask if there's no objections to the last motion articulated by Lydia, and we can move on. If there's any objections, then you can deal with them.
Yeah, the motion articulated by Lydia was the original motion. to which Terry's was an amendment.
But
and
rather
I,
than stick the formality, can we just see if there's any objection with that one as most recently articulated?
Terry, would you like to withdraw that, or is there
with the body's approval, I'll approve my amendment so we can go back to Lydia's original.
All right, that's fine. That makes it much easier. Then there's a motion to approve the 11th with my doing a straw poll if the new people indicate that they cannot make the 11th or the 25th. Is that an accurate representation of what we're after? Are there any objections to that? All right, hearing none, then that's approved without objection. And we can move on. The next item is the approval of minutes, which I don't believe we have. Mary, is that correct?
Then we don't have them timely, and I want to apologize for having mainly let Carolyn down about these. I was going to have them all to her. No. I got six to finish, but they're all in progress, but they just didn't get, I couldn't.
Well, it all works out. My window of opportunity to deal with them on the report has passed, so when I get to them, I will certainly be grateful. Thank you. The next item, then, is the first work group, which is Art Stasny's on technical advice and support. And, Art, are you there?
I am here.
All right. Would you like to go ahead?
Okay. Since I have an... excuse me. Another EWG member in attendance, that's Jack. If I get out of line or misstate or something, I'll recruit Jack to break in. What I'd like to do, since this is kind of boring and technical, I'll give you the half-page summary first, and then rather than going into further detail, I'll wait for try to respond on that to any questions that the short summary brings up. So if that's okay with everybody,
mm-hmm.
I'll start. And this is the quick summary. The general topic is the problems and problems and challenges facing Pacifica in order to successfully perform the next round of elections where the listeners are the voters. So it's a big election with lots of voters and computerized ballot tally. For the 06 elections, less work with one company to design the paper ballots suitable for scanning, and then he dealt with a pair of Bay Area companies to furnish and then customize translation software that would turn the image files of the scanned ballots into inputs ready for actually counting with our old faithful proven tally program. They also bought one batch feed scanner. By batch feed, I mean where you put a stack of things in and it automatically feeds them. They bought one batch feed scanner, was purchased by Pacifica, and another one was borrowed. And Les worked very closely at the two companies mentioned with a young programmer named Ilya Evdokimov. And if I'm messing up the Russian name, my apologies. Fortunately, the companies and Ilya are still reachable. Now, at the second try of the KPFK LSB election, the first one didn't make quorum. At the ballot counting on the second try, there were many, many problems plagued the effort. To begin with, the scanner wouldn't accept batch feeding of either envelopes or ballots. Kind of not surprising it wouldn't accept envelopes because they're fat and sticky sometimes. But it wouldn't even accept the nice, clean ballots. And it turns out the idea of trying to feed envelopes into a batch scanner was just plain wrong. What we need to do is go back to hand wand scanners that don't mind seeing tape and glue and so on. The translation software, and that's really, really important. The translation software got confused and demanded a manual okay of about two-thirds of the ballots. So Les was in there manually pulling up and okaying two-thirds of 2,000 ballots. And then the software did a spectacular crash, and they had to rescan the whole damn 2,000 ballots. After the tally was finally completed, Les was beginning to feel really lousy, and he left, and he took with him whatever hardware was there, the scanners, he took with him the software CD, basically took with him everything, and so far, EWG has been unable to locate this stuff. Now, Pacifica paid about $10,000 each for the software and then for a one-year support contract from Ilya Evdokimov's employer. And the clock is ticking. That thing ends in November. EWG has read this, has seen it, but has no clue as to how to access the contractual documents if we need to. But what's vital is further work with Ilya to get the election system up and running, suitable for use by persons other than Les and Ilya. In other words, people who weren't participants in creating it. The final report that Ilya issued included some excellent advice, specifically on what to do for the 07 elections, and now it's time that somebody from the national office, where they're up there, where Ilya and his companies are, needs to get going on this. And they need to work directly and in person with Ilya for a while to upgrade the software, to effect a software change from batch to hand-wand scanning for the envelopes and so on. Time is short, and the clock is ticking on the support contract. So I'll ask one question myself and then throw it open for questions. Does anybody want a two-minute overview of the computer tally process from one end to the other, or do you feel you understand it well enough to ask questions about it?
I don't hear anybody begging for that, Art.
Okay, it's open for questions.
Mm-hmm. Terry?
Terry, go ahead, please.
Yes, I attempted to email Ilya for a copy of his report, and my email bounced, so can you send to the committee's list his correct email address?
Hold on one second. I'll give it to you by phone.
I did send the report to everyone, Terry, and I think I put it in the file section also.
Okay, that'll
check. One of the mails I sent through did bounce. So I'm not sure. If you didn't get it, it's because it bounced. I'll send it to you again, but it's in the files report.
Art, we're being streamed, so that's why it's probably not best to give it.
Say again?
We are being streamed online right now, publicly.
Okay.
So you may not want to send his email rather than give it verbally right now.
Oh, okay. Although I don't think Ilya would have any objection, but I'll hold that. Anyone who wants it can email me if they can't get it anywhere else, and I will respond with it. My email address, which everybody in the world, every telemarketer, everybody knows, is astasney@earthlink.net. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Jane,
all right, next question?
I have a question if no one else does. Your recommendation is that someone immediately set up Liaison and try to get some of the support information. Are you working on the premise that we need to have all the information in-house and the tech support up front now, as well as the machines and the software working as soon as possible, or can it wait until we get into the elections period?
Well, the elections period is not that far away. There is also a proposal for an earlier election here at KPFK that will involve listeners as voters, which means it will have to be hand-tallied. And right now, Pacifica has very little. We don't have a copy of the software. The software hasn't been upgraded. The entire issue of changing from a batch feed scanner for the envelopes to hand-wand scanners and the attendant change in the software, all that's up in the air. The scanner that Les purchased for Pacifica was a piece of junk. It's probably, it was lightweight plastic, which was great for hauling around in an airplane, but not so great for holding up. It's probably busted beyond, beyond resurrection at this point. And, doing these things, the technical things get complicated. There are puzzles. There are liaison problems in the Bay Area. There are bounced email addresses. There are people who aren't home. We need to get going quick. The sooner the better. I can't state for sure we have to start in March, but I would sure like to see it start earlier rather than better. If we're ready ahead of time, what harm does it do?
This is Lydia.
Fire away, Lydia.
Okay. Number one, there's going to be a motion coming up where hopefully that will prevail and move to hire an election supervisor as early as March. But that aside, I have a question. When because that was a very long weekend when we did the count here at KPFK, as you know, and when you said he had to hand verify everything, is that the same problem that we encountered when every single ballot was duplicated?
No, they're two separate problems. When I said there was a spectacular crash, that was the duplication of every ballot.
Ah, I see. The
business of requiring validation, it was not a crash, but it was an issue of resolution and the fact that the software was picking up fly specks on the paper and thinking that they were maybe a mark, and it was pretty quick. But Les had to bring up an image of each ballot, and then the questionable votes were there in red, as I remember, and he had to okay them. Now, I'm stumbling along from memory because, guess what? I can't get the software. I can't get it to train on it. I can't see if there's, as advertised, a user's manual included on the CD with the software. I can't get anything. I'm swimming with handcuffs on this issue.
This is Jane.
Jane, yes, go ahead, Jane.
Okay, so I'm, as I understand it, the hardware and software, you don't know where they are.
That's correct. Although the software is much more important. The
hardware is the scanner, which you suspect may be junk anyway. And what else?
That's basically it. And then
we
also need to buy, for the first time, some hand wand scanners so that we can scan the envelopes rather than trying to stuff envelopes that have, you know, tape on them through a batch scanner. So we need to buy that which we have not had previously, the wand scanners, and then probably buy a better batch feed scanner than we had before, because Les bought the absolute bottom of the line Kodak, and it just wasn't up to the task. So it was nice and light to haul from airport to airport.
Then the question about the software, is somebody from our committee in touch with Les?
Nobody's in touch with Les without a lot of difficulty. And Les is really not the person that we need to be in touch with. The person we need to be in touch with is Ilya Evdokimov.
But you said you don't know the whereabouts of the software, and that I understood you to say was due to the fact that Les took it with him.
Let me distinguish between the software as a conceptual product that exists on the computers of people like Ilya and on the servers at WiseTrend, and Les's CD with a copy of the software on it. The software on Les's CD probably needs some upgrading.
Okay.
Probably needs modification for wand scanners.
Okay.
The whereabouts of Les's CD are less important than the fact that the software resides probably at WiseTrend, but we don't have any copies of it. Am I making it clear between the concept of the software as a concept and CDs of the software?
Yeah, yes, if I may interrupt and clarify for a minute. The stations have always had on CD a complete copy of what happened at the station. We don't have that now, so that is among the things that are missing. But let me ask you this, Art. Lydia, as Lydia pointed out, we have a motion in the pipeline to hire someone by March, and that person presumably would be qualified to handle this, to deal with the tech person, Ilya, and get some answers here and coordinate the software revision, if that's what it needs, or updating. Is that would that address the problem sufficiently to satisfy you and the committee?
Well, it certainly looks like it would be satisfactory and a good way to go. I can't guarantee that the person who is hired would be, you know, completely up to the job. It's a real challenge, but I see no other practical way of doing it. Mm-hmm. One important thing, given the amount of legwork and the need for working personally with Ilya and with the company WiseTrend that's up there in Fremont, is that the person ought to either live in or be willing to pitch a tent for a couple of months in the Bay Area. Because that's where the action is, that's where Ilya is, that's where WiseTrend is, that's where the parent company Abbey is, and that's where the Pacifica National Office is. So I'd like to see it done from the Bay Area.
May I suggest that you get up a wish list of questions that must be answered by this collaborative effort between whoever works with the tech people and the person that is hired to do this, and if, so that we have a list, and perhaps by the next meeting, you'll have a list that you can turn over to that person, either you know through the committee or directly, since you're the tech support committee. Does that
right.
make sense to you?
Carolyn, by inference, the long version of my summary, that page and a half or so that I sent you,
mm-hmm.
the thing where you did a little editing on it to make it slightly more gracious, that has an inferential list in it. It's not in an easy form to read, but it describes in prose the things that we are missing and that we need.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And no list like that done a priori, when I don't have access to the software and so on, no list done a priori is going to be complete or accurate. At the very best, it's an estimate of what we'll need. But there's a whole process, a whole program of building an election counting and a ballot counting system. And it has to be made brick by brick and then tested until it works.
Well, I certainly am getting a handle on the problem. Are there any other questions on this or suggestions for any further action? By either the work group or this committee? Do we know enough to move ahead and wait until such a person is hired or not, and do we proceed?
Mary Burke here.
Mary?
I don't know how many people want to do this, but I would request that all the files that get uploaded to Yahoo also get sent to members who've requested.
Yes, absolutely. I put that out several times. Anyone who can't access the file section in Yahoo, or who didn't get—I've had several emails bounced because I had loaded too much on as attachments, and Yahoo couldn't handle them. So please get to me, and I'll send you things directly. Anything that's mentioned in the email that didn't come through, let me know, and I'll send it to you directly.
Okay.
That's a good point. Thank you. But I did send around the motion that. Art suggested a little late, but it is there. If you didn't get it, I'll send it again. Any other?
Get them off of Yahoo. Thank you.
Yes, I did send it to you. I sent it enclosed in the message and attached. So I think I sent it attached as well.
I don't have them, so I thanks.
Mm-hmm. I'll send them again. And anyone else have any comments or questions for Art? We're almost out of time here, so. Well, Art, thank you very much. I think that explains the problem very well, and I guess we'll get an update at the next meeting from you on whatever progress there is. I will try to rework that memo that you sent, which you pointed out does have some things in prose, and I'll try and make it a little more specific so someone can work with it number by number. Which always makes it easier. That's all right.
Yeah, it was a bit of a rant rather than an organized list of things to do, but I had to get it down on paper one way or another.
All right, well, I'll try to send it through. All right, any other comments on this report? Or thank you, Art.
My pleasure.
The next work group, then, is the coordination with governance work groups on bylaws revisions regarding elections. That was Ted, Serene, Melinda, and Richard, of whom we have left Serene and Richard on the committee. Richard or Serene?
I don't think we've met.
You don't
it. I don't think I was there.
All right. So there's no report, and because there was no meeting. Now, do we want to discharge this committee since or reform it? What is your pleasure with this committee? This was a committee I had actually, when I knew that you hadn't met, I had actually made a few phone calls to, I think that Lydia then was in charge of that work, if I'm not mistaken, but I had, and I talked to Wendy, and I had never been able to find out a mutual time or a response when we could get together. Oh, ouch, that hurts. But, so I think, in effect, that committee is moot. Can someone
it's compound one. I think someone's trying to unmute or mute or
it
something.
It sounds it, yes. There's also, might be a mute button on your phone. That's much quieter.
This is Lydia. May I?
Yes, Lydia. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, I think that this all stemmed from a duplication of efforts. I mean, we are hopefully trying to avoid that. And I think that it is good to have some liaison. I think that once we establish the new membership, we should see how many are also on the governance committee, and that might be the ideal group to simply liaison and inform both sides about what the other group is addressing.
Mm-hmm. So are you proposing that we discharge this committee or just leave it in abeyance and reform it?
Yes, I would say just leave it until we get the new members, see where we are. But my recommendation, I think it is important to have very important because of the timeline. And now since the Houston PMB meeting, the governance committee was charged with dealing with a bylaws convention. And so, very importantly for those that have tried to make amendments, bylaws amendments and so forth, is our timeline. And so that becomes extremely important to have some cohesion in that effort. So I do support the notion, but let's just see how it works out once we get all the members in and see who else is on governance. I'm on governance still, and let's see. Who else ends up there?
I think one of the issues was that some of the members were not convinced that some of the election issues and problems had to be solved by bylaws revisions. They could be solved in policies and procedures and interpretation of existing language. So I think it's important that people join that committee with different points of view, not everyone dedicated towards a convention.
I agree. I happen to think, and now that we have corporate counsel, which we haven't always had the benefit of, is that that's one of the things that I have raised, that when these things come up and some of us see the possibility of a policy rather than the necessity of a bylaws change, some of them are absolutely clear that it has to be a bylaws change, but some others might be possibly resolve with a policy change.
Mm-hmm.
And, we now have the benefit of counsel. We can run it by Dan and see what he thinks as well.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right, good. As long as
Terry.
I understand that. Terry, yes, go ahead.
Move to postpone consideration of this item to the next meeting.
Yes, well taken. Any objections to that? All right, then, without objection, that will be postponed to the next meeting. Okay, the next item is the fourth quarter report, which does not exist, and I'm speaking to apologize for that. I have not been able to get that together. I need the minutes. I also need a little more time than I had. So I am sorry. I was hoping to include in that, as we agreed, that I should wait for a response from this committee to the National Supervisors Report. So I'm looking forward to hearing that from everyone. And I will try to get to that. I'm hesitant to even give you a firm date, but I would like to aim for March 15th at the very latest for that. And I do apologize for the delay.
Terry,
please.
Yeah, I'd just like to ask the chair to resend copies of the election supervisor reports to the committee members that were serving in the 2006 term to invite their responses for inclusion in the committee's report.
Oh, all right. I will certainly do that again. Thank you. The problem with that report is that it's so very long. I'll have to break it up into the supervisor's report and
URL.
The report.
You could.
But yes, that's a good point. Thank you. I will do that if they're not on the committee anymore. All right. Thank you. Point well taken. The next item.
Before we leave that topic, we could send that.
I'm sorry? Mary? Is that you?
We could send that to the Google list, right? Because it's not any reason not to, and that one will accept file.
Yes, that list is still a bit of a mystery to me, but if it will take files that people can access. Terry, is that true that anyone can access the files, or is it just members?
Yes, you should be able to both include it as an attachment and upload it to a files area.
All right, I'll have to talk to you about how to upload that. Thank you. I will certainly do that.
Although sometimes uploads fail.
Great.
Repeatedly.
Uh-huh. I'm not so fond of Google Lists, I must say. Maybe because I don't know how to work them very well. All right, we have four special orders here. The first one is the staffing of the work group on the definition of staff. And I put a note on here that said that the purpose of this work group is to implement the motion passed to, in part, make recommendations to the PNB regarding policy on definition of staff. The staffing was delayed until after LSBs should elect members of this committee. Although not LSBs have completed their elections, the work of this group should not be delayed further, so I hope that staffing will allow for new members so inclined to join the work group within 5 days of their having been elected to this committee. And that said, we're open to consider that. We had 20 minutes assigned for that issue. Any discussion or comments on that?
Serene, please.
Serene, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'd like to say that, once again, I know this has been raised before, since not all members are on, all people who will be members in 2007 are on the committee, that, again, no binding decisions, which I understand are just recommendations, but that no decisions of any significance be made until each LSB has been able to identify its representatives, and I expect that will happen by the end of this month. So folks who are signing on to join that working group should keep that in mind and pass that along to other people who join later.
All right. Anyone else want to speak to that?
Terry.
Terry?
Yeah. It looks like it's your hope that people can join within 5 days. I think that what will happen is that at our next meeting, we'll ask for more members, whether 5 days have elapsed since their appointment to the committee or not. We'll do that at our committee meeting.
Mm-hmm. So you think the 5 days is not realistic and we should just leave it until 5 days, perhaps after the next meeting?
Well, I think we can appoint some members to the work group at this meeting as we originally intended, and then at our next meeting we can appoint
mm-hmm.
some more.
All right, well, that makes good sense. I will certainly accept that. This wasn't put as a motion. It was just a fond hope. Any other?
Well, Darlene, Richard.
Richard.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it just seems to me that if it's a work group and somebody comes along later and wants to join, they ought to be welcome if they want to do work.
That's true. As long as we don't close it off, I think that was my point, not to close it at this meeting. Serene's point is well taken.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
But we're still going to, I mean, it almost, I don't know, I guess I'm confused. But the working group still has to be made up of committee members, although I would like to see that changed. And I'll probably be raising some issues about that in governance, because I think that in order to accomplish our work, we should be able to add, you know, non-committee members to specialized working groups. But nevertheless, the way it is right now, it's committee members. So are you suggesting that tonight those members who we know are going to be members of this committee join that working group, that those who do not know if they will still be on not do so until the March meeting?
Well, I was going to suggest that anyone now on the committee join this committee, and if they're not reelected, then they will not be on the committee. I think that would be a more logical way to proceed, simply because we can't hold things up forever, as Dave pointed out, simply because we're not totally formed yet. I think we have to work as if. So I would just propose that people now elect. Do we want to cap the number? I hope not, of this work group. If we would appoint somebody perhaps to convene the work group and set up a teleconference, and then other people could join as they wished tonight, maybe that would be the most logical thing to do.